Over half of the unions at SAA have agreed to sign voluntary severance packages, while the others that make up the majority have shot down the airline's business rescue plan and have not yet put pen to paper, with no indication as to whether they will, even if eventually. Christopher Shabangu, Deputy President of the SA Cabin Crew Association, joins us now with a discussion on their stance. Thanks so much, Christopher, for your time this evening. So, you are amongst the airlines that are not signing just yet. What are you holding out for?
Good evening to you, ma'am, and good evening to your viewers. I think it is untrue that we're not signing. What's happening right now is that we are still engaging, or we were still engaging with the DPE when things changed. And our understanding is that obviously the DPE were the ones that started the whole process. If you were to remember, when the BRP process started, they came up with the leadership compact idea, which we bought into, all the unions bought into the idea. And a lot of ideas were discussed in that compact. And whilst we're still discussing those ideas, basically ideas of saving the airline or of contributing at least to the business plan or business rescue plan, all of a sudden, then things changed 2 days before the voting by the creditors.
Okay, so where exactly do those negotiations and discussions stand with the DPE right now?
So from SACA, particularly from SACA, NUMSA, and SAPA, what has happened is that we have now written back to the DPE, asking them to re-engage on this because they're absolutely important for the workers. So we have written back to them to say they must reconsider their withdrawal from the talks because we have to. So maybe I must put context into that. What's happening is that when the business rescue petitioners issued a plan, the business rescue plan, it was insufficient. It was not workable. And enterprises or public enterprises, they themselves came to the public and said that the plan is not worth the paper that's written on. They came and said it to the public, and we agreed with them. So what was happening then is that we were working with them to try and get a workable plan or just to contribute to the plan of the business rescuers. So now come the day when voted on that day on that plane, because as I said earlier, it was worthless. So we requested as unions that at least they can put it in abeyance, at least, you know, stand it down until we can contribute in it, which is something that we expected the DPE to support, because they had already said that they also don't believe in that plan. So we were shocked that now they were pushing for creditors to vote for that plan. Had they voted, let's just say, had the creditors voted on that day and say, no, we don't want this plan, SAA would have been liquidation today. So we are grateful that they didn't vote for that plan, at least giving us a little bit of time to contribute towards the plan, so that on the 14th, at least when they vote on the plan, they can say yes to the plan that has been at least scientifically constructed.
So, Chris, you're emphasizing disbelief in that plan. When it comes to the plan that you're putting on the table, how much buy-in are you getting at this stage?
So maybe let's for now. I can say with the letter that came from the DPE was saying, you know, they're withdrawing, but they're willing to talk. So we have responded to the let's talk. We have responded to that letter and said, let's talk. And with regards to the creditors, at least we're getting some kind of buy-in from the creditors in the sense that, you know, they're willing to talk. They're willing to look at the plan that's going to be viable, because it's also going to be a good thing for them to get a plan that's workable. Otherwise, if SAA were to go to liquidation right now, I mean, the creditors are looking at 7 cents per rent, which is obviously not worth nothing for them. And on the other side, or on the other hand, workers are going to be losing their jobs.
So what exactly have you put on the table that makes this a viable plan that sees SAA being saved at the end of the day?
So the first one, the most important one, first one is that you don't want to have a plan that's going to be challenged legally in the courts. So the business rescuers, they were supposed to have consulted with labor as required by the law, as required by the act, which that was not done. And if you were to then produce a plan like that, and somehow it is either voted no or yes,
oh, That line to you, Chris, really crackling out. So unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But of course, we will be watching developments on that front as they unfold and keeping abreast of the issues. We'll catch up with you at a later stage. That, of course, Deputy President of the SA Cabin Crew Association, Christopher Shabangu.